The following sermon was preached at Selma Community Church, a church in Jefferson City that exists to build communities of transformed disciples who live for the glory of God by connecting people to Christ and community. For more information, you can find it at www.somajc.org.
All right, everybody, I'm going to have you have a seat. And before we get started today, as many of you know, we had a few campers, I think seven, go to KAA, which if you don't know what that is, it is probably the single hypest camp I've ever been to in my life, as I got a chance to go down there just for a little bit of time and see it. But since I was not down there the whole week, I wanted you guys to get a chance to hear about some of the events that happened. I will just put it this way, for next year, which we're already looking at and planning for next year, I would love for some more of our people to go, and we're actually looking to do this and partner with a couple churches in the area. Possibly have them bring their youth along. I've already contacted a few and looking forward to contacting a few more. But once you hear about this, I can promise you that whatever they say today, and they can probably agree with me, probably won't do it justice for what you guys experienced this last week. I was happy to get my one day, but I want them to kind of explain it a little bit. So I'm going to start with Roz, ladies first. This has been all week. Roz, use the mic.
Can I get a K-A-A? Okay. Y'all didn't get it, but that's fine. But so this week has been really great. I've been to KAA as a camper my last 2 years of high school, and then this was my first year as a Kaleo. And so as a camper, it's a lot of fun. Pretty much from when you go through the front gates, you are bombarded with the love of Jesus Christ. Like all your counselors love you, and just it's a really fun time. So, it's really hard to talk about it because talking about, you have to experience it. You really do. There are three camps. It ranges from 9 years old to 18 years old. And pretty much, there are a couple of events that go on. Like every camp, they have parties every night. And one of the things is their ministry is hype is a ministry. And so just getting hype for Jesus in everything that you do. And there are cheers for everything. I mean, there's always, the dining hall is where all the cheers pretty much go on. Like, even you experienced it. Like, K-1, all the cheers go on there. Like, they have strolls to different songs. They stroll around. For real, they do. Like, it's a lot of fun. Pretty much one of the, one thing is, half of the camp is kind of like, you have a specialty. Like, when I went, my specialty was basketball. So we went with counselors and did basketball, and we also did different things like tubing and, treetops is like an obstacle course in the trees. And that's fun. We also had, there's just swimming, there's slides, it's a lot of fun just to build relationships with people who love Jesus and want to pour into you from the camper side. From the Kaleo side, it's more, they call it a bubble bath in Jesus. So pretty much the Kaleos, you come and kind of relax. And we only see the kids three times a week. And during Harambe, just to see them, like, make sure they're doing okay. And pretty much what the Kaleos do, we relax. And we just do seminars and just learn about Jesus. There was a seminar or a Bible study at 6 a.m. every day this week. And it was really good. But it was a lot of fun. Like, some Kaleos come and they just take time to sleep and just relax and then get poured into, because Kaleos pour into the children all year, so they just get time to be poured into, and yeah.
So my shirt says KAA competition, but I want to assure you I did nothing athletic that entire week. She really said everything. Just that had to do with camp. The crosstalk was really, like, significant to me, because I think, like, throughout the year like that and throughout life, as far as like being a Christian, like that situation becomes dull, and the crosstalk is just a reenactment of the crucifixion of Jesus, and that usually is what brings the most kids down to confess their faith or anything like that. But yeah, like it was truly fun just to see guys and talk to them that have been bringing campers since like the 90s or have been campers since the 90s and then bringing kids from like just two generations just to see them do different things. To hear from my Kaleo Shepherd, who was over all of us, he actually spent 20 years in Africa. So it was just to see different stories like that, to see how just because they had it together at camp, it wasn't how it was back home or how just what it took to get here was a struggle. So that, it was really grateful for me to see things like that. I didn't get up for any of the Bible studies at 6 a.m. I didn't.
So that was honestly one of the craziest things I've ever seen. So let me just tell you what we experienced. They were there the whole week. Roosevelt went also. We had seven campers. They, last week, Sunday, Tatiana showed up. You were dropping her off. And I was like, what is your favorite part of camp? And she just gives this ear-to-ear grin. And she goes, mealtime. I'm like, oh. I mean, I've been to camps before. I've been to summer camps before. Summer camps are what you're known for, bare minimum, right? Like, everything's just ghetto fabulous, barely holding on. We just kind of do our thing, right? And I'm like, mealtime. And so we got to go down and go to the meal. And we walk in. They got hip-hop playing in the background. You're right. People start strolling at some point. Somebody came through in, like, these faux dresses, banging on pots and pans. Somebody had a birthday. I don't know what happened. It was a little bit overwhelming. Like, there's a birthday, and then somebody starts singing Happy Birthday, and they all booed her because it wasn't the right song. And then they started getting hyped for the birthday song, and I'm like, what? It was like a birthday rap that everybody was doing, and I didn't know it. So we just kind of sat there and said, okay, this is good. And, I mean, everybody was in on it. So I completely get when she said mealtime was my favorite because it was. And I lean over to count. Here's the crazy part. None of the counselors sat down. So at mealtime, all the kids are around the table. All the counselors are up like Captain Morgan. They just got one foot on the table just like this, eating their food. And I was asking Marcus, like, why did they do that? And he goes, because you never know when something's going to pop off. And, I mean, literally, they would just like drop their food and just go run and start doing stuff. And you're just like, oh, my goodness. But that's the whole camp. We went over to KA2 and got to watch Treetops. And we watched two of our campers get ready for Treetops. Savon, some of you guys know, he got to go up. And what that is there's they strap them into harnesses. They warn them based off of life or death, because if you fall off of this, you will die. There's a huge tree that they climb up, and you have to do it with your partner. And they let you know, when you start climbing, you cannot turn back. We will not get you down, period. And it was one of those, like, you could see these, you know, Savon's eyes get really huge going, oh my, his little 14-year-old self seeing his little life flash over his eyes going, oh, my goodness. I'm going to climb up this tree, be 50 feet in the air, strapped to a wire, and I have to go through this obstacle course up there. And he did it. And it was so cool to see those guys do it. And the best part for me, and just so you guys know how this started for me, it wasn't when I heard about it from the Stallings family, which has been going for a long time. I was sitting in Atlanta, Georgia, in a room full of 30 other guys. You guys were there. And they're all talking about, oh, man, oh, KAA, KAA, KAA. 30 guys are in this room, and we're talking about guys from Miami, Oakland, California, New York, Virginia, Chicago, Dallas, and they all went to KAA but two of us. And then went down to camp this week, and I started talking to some of the kids. Where are you from? Oh, I'm from Kentucky. Where are you from? Oh, I'm from Chicago. How'd you get here? Oh, we flew into Kansas City and drove 4 hours. My friend from Oakland. Oh, man, we flew into Kansas City, or we drove, or there was a people from Louisiana that drove overnight. 24 hours to get there. This is something that I had no idea was going on until a couple years ago, and they are flying from around the nation. When they say kids across America, they literally mean it. And it's an amazing experience. I talked to one kid, I'll never forget, this was about the funniest things I ever saw. I was like, where are you from? He's like, I'm from Chicago. And I said, so you ever been to Missouri? Golden, Missouri. Look it up on the map. It's hard to find. Golden, Missouri, 10 miles from the Arkansas border. He goes, I ain't seen anything like this, man. I saw a cow on the way down here. About 5 minutes before he walked up Treetops. He's from South Side of Chicago. He's never seen it in his life. And it was kind of cool to watch him and walk with him as he walked. Guys, this is the program I want to invest in. I want our people to invest in. I'm so glad you guys got to go. Heather and I are already looking forward to Aaliyah was sitting there with us, and she'll be 9 next year. And she was just like, I can go. Like, look, we got in the car. She goes, I get to go next year. She's already excited, you know, and that's what we want. And so this is a great way to develop. I look forward to following up with the kids. I think we had one that professed faith, and I've had another one that said they want to get baptized, and so that's awesome. So we get to follow up on that, and along with the follow-up we're doing from VBS. So you'll hear more about this throughout the year, and I hope you guys get invested in what we're doing with KA.
Thank you for listening to the audio of Soma Community Church located in Jefferson City. Feel free to make copies of this message to give to others, but please do not charge for the content or alter it in any way without express written permission. For more information about Soma, please visit us at www.somajc.org.